You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Celebrate composting. This week is International Compost Awareness Week. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. Well, I didn't, but it is. This May 6th through 12th, the U.S. Composting Council is encouraging everyone to start a compost pile at home or school. The theme for 2012 is Compost, Replenish the Earth for Generations. If you needed an extra nudge to get started, let this be the message that shoves you off the fence. Onto the side of composting, of course. When you start a compost pile, you're doing three things. First, you're recycling kitchen waste instead of sending it to a landfill. Secondly, you're replenishing your topsoil, not to mention the microbial life in the soil, to make plants grow better. And thirdly, you're reducing or eliminating the need to go buy bagged soil mix or compost from the nursery. What could be better? All you need are browns and greens, a little soil, and regular watering to make compost happen. Browns include dead leaves, spent corn stalks or sunflower stalks, shredded paper and newspaper, toilet paper rolls, and all of those unbleached paper towels or napkins that you use in the kitchen. Greens, on the other hand, include grass clippings, but none that have been sprayed with weed killers or herbicides, though, kitchen scraps, green garden waste, coffee grounds, and yes, even hair from your hairbrush and your fingernails. Layer them a few inches thick and throw in a shovel full of soil in there. That inoculates the pile with microbial activity. And then water it until it resembles a wrung-out sponge. Keep that up on a regular basis. Find a composting activity to celebrate in your state at the U.S. Composting Council's website. You'll find that this week only on the website. And while you're there, check out on our classes page. We'll be teaching a one-hour composting workshop out in Pasadena at Lily's. All the information is on the website this week only. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.